And welcome to the show. It's Ernie Casper, and today I'm going to talk to you about Qasem Soleimani. Now, this guy is, or was, I should say, past tense, is dead. The man is dead. He was a brutal man. He was an evil man. And the news is going to try to tell you differently. The news is going to try to paint him as this hero, or this wonderful person that the Iranian people looked up to. Now, yes, there are some Iranians who definitely looked up to him, but these are radicals, these are extremists, these are people who embrace his ideology and don't mind what he's doing or has done. But he killed Americans. This man killed his own countrymen. This man tortured people. It was all under his watch that he had children tortured, people burned. There is just a list of things that this wicked man did, and he needed to be stopped. And the world is a better place without him in it. But you know what will be an interesting spin is what the left have done. It's interesting in this that the left have tried to lift him up as this amazing person and somehow, if you're a Christian and you're watching these events and you're watching these things happening right before your eyes, you can really see that people are being blinded. People are being covered with so much misinformation. And if your heart isn't looking for truth, if your heart isn't really wanting truth, of course then you're going to be led astray. And this is exactly what's happening right now in our current culture. In North America, what we've got going on is the church has become fat and lazy. The church is asleep. And the church does not want to talk about biblical events. Church does not want to talk about revelations or biblical prophecies in the Bible, because they're afraid of whatever's going to happen. What maybe they're just fearful of. They've lost their backbone to just speak the truth, because the truth is paramount. The truth is definitive. But what we have a lot going on in the churches today is people not even to the point of accepting that if you refuse Jesus Christ, we're talking about the Christian churches, of course, if you refuse Jesus Christ, you're going to go to hell. They don't want to even mention hell, and they don't want to believe that there is a hell. These things are just being sidelined by funny stories, interpretations, goody-two-shoe kind of conversational points being put out, and analogies, you know, make the congregation laugh, etc. But eventually, it's just milk. There's no meat. There's no substance to what is being spoken about. And what we're seeing in the news is so twisted, there's so much misinformation coming out, that people are being led astray because they're not prepared. They're not being challenged, they're not being confronted, they're not being told, look, we've got to look at these events that are happening and see, especially the things that have been happening around Israel right now, we've got to look and see, are biblical prophecies coming to fruition right now? And with all the stuff that's going on in the media and all that's going on in the social media, everything, all the misinformation, and also the truth being labeled as misinformation or false purposefully, so you will not pay attention to it. All this stuff is going on right now. This is the climate we're in. This is the world we're in right now. But a real Christian soldier, as they say, a real Christian who is active in following God, that is wanting definitive truth, wants to hear what God has to say and follows it. People, this is what the church needs to hear. The church needs to hear the truth, and the truth needs to be spoken. It does not need to be washed down. It does not need to be covered up. It does not need to be ignored. It needs to be told. It needs to be spoken. And the church has fallen asleep. Now, this guy, Kasim, General Kasim Soleimani, is dead. And the spin is, in the news, is to say, hey, he was a good man. Or, you know, the spin is even to not even direct any information, focus on him as a person who did different actions. In fact, it looks like in the current climate we're in, it's so superficial that they just mention him in name and maybe in title, but they don't talk about his backstory. Isn't that interesting? Because Jesus was talked about. His backstory was talked about. The most influential person in the history of the world. And he has been researched in and out. And we look at biblical references about him being a carpenter's son, him also working in as a carpenter. And we know where he was born, where he was crucified. We know so much detail, of course, from the Bible. But we see all this information's out there. And here we have, right now, Kasim Soleimani. And it's almost like the left don't want to give any information about him. It's the strangest thing in the world. But they want to have candlelight vigils. They want to say how horrible the United States is for defending themselves, having the sovereign right to defend themselves, after having a embassy attacked. And here it is. They have the right to defend themselves, and now the left are saying, how dare he? In fact, the weird part about it is they go on to say, you're going to have another Benghazi on your hand, which is ironic because the left kept saying Benghazi never happened. But now that it's convenient to use Benghazi as a slur, then they go ahead and use it. So once again, it shows that the left only want to agree with truth if it's convenient. But even then, they take that and they twist it. They turn it. But is this really about left versus right? I know on the visceral level, you can see that it is the left versus the right. It's a cultural war. But on a deeper level, spiritual level, what is this all about? I think that the Antichrist, the world stage is being set for the Antichrist. And what is happening right now is a mass deception. It's a great deception. And what I mean by great, I mean as in the scale of it. It's the great deception. The Bible talked about it. The Bible prophesied this. And it spoke of this great deception that would come over the earth. People would be given over to a depraved mind. And that is where we are right now. People, understand what's going on with General Soleimani, what's happened to him, was justifiable and right. He was an evil man, and the world is better off without him. But what we also have is a problem with the church, with Christians not being prepared to understand the context of things. Christians are not being taught how to look at comments and news media and all the misinformation, and look at things with context. Look at the backstory. Take the time and dig in a little bit, and you'll quickly see where the truth really is. People have become lazy. And in fact, there is a wonderful verse on this whole topic. And here it is. In Deuteronomy 32:15, it says this: "But Israel soon became fat and unruly. The people grew heavy, plump, and stuffed. Then they abandoned the God who made them. They made light of the rock of their salvation." So God is giving his opinion, his thoughts on what has happened to Israel at that time. And of course, there are numerous times in the Bible where God describes the people becoming lazy, becoming fat. And of course, we understand that becoming fat has a correlation with so many issues. Your diet, the lack of cardiovascular exercise, you know, burning the calories, staying fit, all these kinds of things. There are multiple factors, of course, for obesity, but just saying in general, and this is where we are right now, is that God is speaking to the church, and he's calling the church out and saying, wake up, wake up. And that's where we are right now. But the problem is the church is still sleeping. Many of the church people are ignoring what's going on around them. And, you know, God is going to keep reaching out, but you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a great awakening. There's going to be a great calling, a great revival, and numerous people. And in fact, in Iran, there are so many people becoming Christians. It is massive. People, there are imams. Imams are like priests or preachers. They are having dreams in the middle of the night about Jesus Christ, whom some have never even heard of, and have become Christians and are now preaching the gospel in very dangerous climate. It's not like North America, where you can become a Christian and then even wear a cross or wear, you know, a t-shirt that may indicate that you have a faith in God, that you believe in Jesus, and still be able to walk around free. There, it's life-threatening. And these are the things that are going on. But here, people, it's like they, like I said, they've fallen asleep. They've become fat, lazy, and have fallen asleep. We have a climate where there's so much misinformation that people are just accepting whatever's given to them, instead of looking for definitive truth and holding to definitive truth. We have moral relativism that has seeped into many people's lives, into the culture, and what has happened is it has affected Christians. We need to wake up, people. We need to turn to Jesus, and we need to start humbly praying and interceding for the lost, and to be speaking the truth, not a relative truth, but definitive truth. If Jesus did his life as a relative truth, he would have done absolutely none of the things that he did. He obeyed God. He did the will of the Father. And he changed history. But it's not just history in the sense he was a great man or whatever. He was the Son of God. He declared himself as such. He declared himself as the way, the truth. And we need to get a hold of that. We need to turn back to that. This is where we are. This is what's going on. And people need to start waking up and understanding that there's going to be more wars, rumors of wars. We're going to see more lies being put out and blatant worship and upholding of wickedness and evil things. And we don't even have to look that far back to abortions, the worship of death, the cult of death. It's being worshipped in Hollywood. There have been actresses who've stated they've had abortions so they can have their phenomenal careers. If they didn't have abortion, they wouldn't have such an amazing career or win an award, etc. That's how wicked the world has become. And there's always been wickedness, but we're in a time now where the wickedness is being lifted up. It's being worshipped. It's being put up on a pedestal, given a voice as supposed reason, but it has nothing to do with reason. It has to do with darkness. It has to do with wickedness and sinfulness. So this is where we are, people, and we need to start waking up. We need to start praying. We need to start listening to what God is saying, not what our culture is saying. It's time to turn away from that culture and the moral relativism and the denying of God and ignoring, even as Christians who are asleep. If Christians who are asleep just close their ears. They see, but they don't see. They hear, but they don't hear. All the warnings, all the things that are going on. And instead, what they do, many Christians do this. I've seen it time and time again. When you speak the truth, you'll see many Christians just start defending that darkness, that deception, because they've embraced the lie. They've fallen asleep. They've accepted the lies without questions. Christians need to get back to healthy questioning, to challenge the status quo, to understand what's going on, and compare it to scripture, to biblical prophecy, and to what the Bible has to say about truth. And people need to wake up. So that's my podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will be recording more podcasts on a regular basis. Have a good day.